Welcome back to our Snack Traveler podcast.
I'm your host, Katie Biddle. I'm here with Caitlin Spurlock today, and we are on our crossover episode where we will be talking with another group, and that certain group is The Bigger Picture with Skyla Dempsey and Claire Bentley. And we are going to be talking about how they are doing in their podcast and what they all do. So let's get on into it. So tell us a little bit about your podcast. What made you guys come up with The Bigger Picture, and what made you come up with the topic?
Okay, so we came up with the kind of logo kind of thing, The Big Picture, because we all liked movies. Like, we all like watching movies. We all like talking about them, but they're kind of hard to just talk about a random movie. So we're like, why don't we do movies based on true stories? So, like, it was just something easy for us to do so that we could get episodes in. And it actually, at first, I know myself, I don't know what Claire or at the time Shiloh thought, but I thought it was pretty. I'm like, this isn't exactly what I would want to do, but let's just do it. And then by like episode 2, when we first started getting like our actual guests on, it was pretty fun. We got to talk about things that a lot of people may not have known about, like certain people. We also talked about things that had literally nothing to relate with what we were, our topic. No, it was just some easy and fun to do.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. So with everything that, like, all of the obstacles that you were put in your way, what were some of the hardest ones?
The hardest one was when we were trying to put episodes up on Spotify.
Yep.
That was really hard. I think YouTube was a decently hard one. I mean, I got that figured out. All 9 of our episodes are up on YouTube at thebigpicture.123. No, I think the hardest one was trying to get them up on Spotify. Spotify wasn't working for Claire, Shiloh, or I. I mean, I don't think it was working for anybody.
It was working for me, but just me, since I had a Spotify account.
Uh-huh.
But Caitlin and Ben had a hard time getting onto Spotify. And with the whole YouTube thing, we couldn't even get onto YouTube. It would not let us post anything on there without, like, a verification, which was difficult.
We got our YouTube up because I had had a YouTube channel before, and so we kind of, like, I kind of knew how to jump through all the obstacles of, like, getting a verification, sending it to a phone number. Like, I knew how to jump through that. And, like, kind of, I knew the loopholes of being like, hey, I'm not going to send it to a phone number, I'm going to send it to an email. Or, like, I kind of just knew how to jump in and out of all that. And so we were able to get ours up pretty quick. I think we're the only group, my group is the only ones who still have theirs up on YouTube.
The only ones who have any of our episodes up. When he wanted us to do the YouTube thing, we had to just put it in, we just had to put it in Google Classroom and send it to him because it was not wanting to work for us, and we needed to get episodes done.
Yeah.
But with you guys doing, with all of us doing the podcasts with you guys, how has your guys' episodes and podcast helped you guys, like, know more about things and be closer?
I think, honestly, it's helped. Claire and I are the ones who've done it the longest. Shiloh left us. She tragically died. No, she didn't. And she just kind of dropped off the podcast just out of nowhere. Without a warning. It's okay. No, I think it's helped us as, like, to be better communicators. Just because we know how to hold an interview. We know how to talk under, like, pressure, we know how to work through things, and, like, I know it's bettered me because I'm actually able to, like, talk to people who I have never met before, who I have known nothing about, and be comfortable without being afraid that I'm going to insult them or I'm going to be nervous around them. And, like, just it's helped me to be just overall a better person. And I think I may not agree with everything that our teachers do in general, like, in a broad, like, not talking about a specific teacher, may not agree with everything our teachers do or, like, the way our curriculum is at the school. But I feel like this is definitely a good thing that our teacher, Mr. Finkbeiner, needs to keep going for classes to come, because it has definitely, I know it's broke Claire out of her little uptight bubble. She's more loose and, like, goofy in our podcast. She actually, I think our first few episodes, Claire and Shiloh would not talk much, and now Claire is, like, talking. She's actually, like, I don't know, I think it just bettered us as a whole to be able to, like, communicate and not be shoving ourselves in a corner.
Nice. Is there any other questions you would like to input, Caitlin?
I have a question for you guys. So I've heard a little bit about, like, you guys watch you guys eat, like, snacks from, like, all over the world, and then you guys talk about that. How did you guys come up with that?
I was just sitting there. I don't know. I get, like, random ideas sometimes. I love foreign snacks and trying them. And I was like, shoot, what if I just incorporate that into a podcast and, like, make it fun?
That's cool. That's really cool.
It was challenging at the beginning, though, getting the snacks.
Yeah, we had to do more than just try the snacks. Also, I think Finkbeiner wanted us to, like, do something else, and I had to add, like, talking about, like, real problems and studying before for the podcast.
Yes, he wanted us. I think she was trying to, like, do trying snacks and that's it for the podcast, but he wanted us to do something beyond that, and we had to figure out something. Oh, we can do the country the snacks are from and then talk about the world issues that they have with them, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it does. I know at the beginning of our podcast we wanted to do a true crime podcast, and Mr. Finkbeiner was like, No true crime podcast.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, and he just, like,
shut that down quick.
That's why whenever
he's like, no, and we're like, damn, okay.
Whenever he pulled us onto the side,
I mean, that doesn't really make sense, because technically, like, it's not like, I mean, unless he wanted to be, but, like, I feel like you wouldn't be super, super serious about it. Like, we're not, like, doing podcasts or a business and communications class in high school to be, like, famous, like,
yeah,
podcasters who are, like, well-known by the whole entire, like, world. Like, we're just doing it as, like, a little thing.
No, I
just
think it was
school projects.
I think it was because he had, he's been doing
other
this for
people who
I think every year there's, like, one or two podcasts that did true crime.
When he pulled us all into the in the library, he talked about, like, how it's going with the.
Huh? You're lucky.
He was talking to us about, like, our podcast and what we could do to make it better, and, like, what he could do to make it better. And I mentioned, I was like, yeah, I was trying to do a true crime podcast, and you said no, but I think next time or next year, ask people what they're going to go into when they graduate out of high school, like, what they have
idea. I like a podcast according to that.
Yeah, that'd like really cool. Like how you have, like, what you have an idea of doing after high school, because I know that I'm going into the military and gonna be doing police work, maybe. Either Air Force or Marine, Navy,
okay.
Or Army.
MP?
Probably.
I'm going in as an infantryman or an EMD.
Dude, that makes me mad how Finkbeiner was all like, yeah, there was a few people who told me, you know, that I need to start being more strict with the deadlines. And I was just like, no.
Yeah, that was kind of...
And he was like, I thought he was going to, like, actually do it, and he was like, all thinking about it, like, I might do it. And he just, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say what I'm gonna say. He's gonna listen to this. I'll tell you guys when I'm done recording.
Sorry, but he.
Well, I just want to know who told him that.
I don't know.
Probably. I know if it wasn't me. I'm not gonna be that kind of person. Because
Skyla.
No, it wasn't me because there was a time where my group got 2 episodes done in 1 week, in like a span of 3 days.
Three done. We're getting 4 done this week.
Yeah. No. We got we were 1 behind, and I'm a person who's like, if I'm behind, I'm gonna stress it, and I'm gonna get myself ahead, and I'm not just gonna catch myself up. I'm gonna get myself ahead, and so I'm like, okay, we need to do this one, and I'm gonna upload it, I'm gonna edit, upload it, and send it to him, but then we need to record this one tomorrow. Like, we just record. I'm like, no. We ended up getting up like 2 in like the span of like 2 to 3 days, and then we were ahead by 1 episode. And then the girls were like, oh, we can just, like, do whatever this week. We don't have to record because, you know, we're not going to be, like, we're where we're supposed to be. Like, this week is this supposed to be this episode that's turned in. Like, we don't have to record. And I'm like, no, we're recording. I'm like, no, we're recording. We're going to stay ahead because I don't want to get back behind. And then we just ended up getting, like, 3 somehow. I think we ended up doing, like, 3 episodes in a week, and then we got, like, 3 episodes ahead. I think our group is the only one that is actually on episode 9. Everyone else has kind of just, like, been, like, bumped
They're
up.
They're lucky because if you get to episode 10, then you can just, like, mess around once you get done with everything, I guess.
Episode 10's next week. And that's our last week.
Oh, I thought it was in, like, 3 weeks.
Nope. That's next week.
That's scary.
Not really. I mean, we're doing episode 9 right
well,
now.
Well, probably not for you because you're like 3 episodes ahead.
Technically, yes. But we're all on episode 10 next week.
Technically, yeah. That's why I'm getting my episode done. My brother-in-law's episode done tonight. But anything you guys would like to add?
Not really. I mean, I know you mentioned, this isn't, like, super podcast related, but you mentioned how whenever you get stressed out by, like, being behind, you just get yourself as ahead as possible. For me, it's, like, the opposite. Whenever I get behind and, like, class, it stresses me out so much to the point where, like, I don't even know where, yeah, basically, I don't even know where to start, and then I start getting more behind.
See, I'm the kind of person who's, like, I get stressed because I'm behind, but then I just, like, I kind of, like, lay everything out that I need to be done. I'm like, okay, I need to get this, and this done. I'm going to start here, and I'm not going to move on to this one until I finish this one. I don't care if it takes me 9 days, I'm not moving on.
I feel like I went to go do homework 2 days in a row last night. Well, last night and then the night before, I went to go do homework. I sat in my bed and fell asleep.
It's so bad whenever I'm reading, like, a book, especially because I have to read, like, a sort of historical book, or a book that's based on a true story. And, it's just, I don't know, it's really hard.
So, where do you do your homework? Your bedroom?
Yeah, my bed.
My bed.
Where do you do your homework? Your bed?
My couch.
See, that's different. I don't do my bed at the couch. My homework, I don't do. Wow. Wow.
Do you do yours at, like, the dinner table?
I do mine at the counter, where I have to stand. We don't have verticals, and our counter is, like, here. So, I have to stand. And I'm the kind of person that I have to, if I'm standing or if I'm sitting, I can't fall asleep unless I am laying down and relaxed. So I do my homework where I know I'm not going to be able to relax. I do my homework where I know I'm going to have to be standing there until I get it done. So I want to finish it as quick as possible, but get good grades so that I'm not standing there. So I stand at the counter or I sit on the most uncomfortable chair at my dining room table, at my dinner table. And so I do my,
like, torture.
It is torture because my back and my bum hurt. I'm going to call it that for right now. My bum hurt all the time, but it's also.
You mean your bum hurts?
I said that.
You said hurt.
Oh. No. My bum. I get my stuff done. I don't fall asleep at the table because if I fall asleep at the table, my nephew's going to come smack my head. I fell asleep one time at the dining room table. And it was on a Monday, and I was done with all my homework. We just had a bunch of my, like, family over, like, my brother and my sister and my little sister were over, and my niece were over. And I fell asleep at the table while we were playing, like, a board game, and my oldest nephew, Callan, comes up to me and says, "Me, wake up!" The back of my head.
It's kind of messed up. How old is he?
He's like 2 years old.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, if that was like a grown person, that would have been a little question.
No, he's like 2 years old. And now whenever I lay my head down at the table while I'm trying to think, like, that's what I do to think, because I like relax myself when I lay down. I kind of like...
See, whenever I do that, I just fall asleep.
I kind of do this whole thing on the table. And he'll come up and he'll like either climb up in the chair and sit, like stand behind me and put his knees in my back. Or he'll sit there and poke at my, like, my right behind my chin and be me. And I'm like, I'm trying to think. And he's like, wake up. Just my nephew for you.
You should just, like, go in your room and, like, lock the door.
Nope. I can't close my door in my bedroom, in my room, of my room. I can't close my bedroom door.
Why?
My dad's strict.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm also not allowed to have electronics in my room.
What?
Yeah.
That strict.
Mine is a 4-year army veteran, man. Yeah, that strict. Also, I did some stupid stuff when I was younger.
When you were younger, though, how younger?
I want to say like 7. I want to say like 12.
He hasn't gotten past that?
Oh, I did it a lot, like, repetitively.
Oh.
I would sneak my laptop into my... Like, my whole life, I had a TV in my room at one point. And I would turn it on when I was supposed to be going to bed, or I'd sneak my laptop into my room. Like, that was the only electronic it was allowed in my room was my Google speaker and my TV. But I would play on those, and I'd, like, watch TV instead of going to bed. So he took that out of my room. And then no electronics were allowed in my room, so then I would sneak my laptop or sneak my phone. I'd sneak my tablet into my room. And I just did it over and over and over and over again. And then when he'd lock them in the safe, I knew the pin to the safe. Or my sister.
Lock them in the safe?
Yeah, my dad would lock, like, my phone or my tablet or my laptop in the safe. And my sister knew the pin to the safe. And so she'd go in and get them and, like, sneak them back into my room for me and, like, into her room. Like, we kept doing that. And so now, our like, if I have a phone, like, I did some stupid stuff 2 years ago, and I can't get a phone until I'm 18. Caitlin, you look like...
That one sucks.
Oh, no, actually...
I would run away. I thought my parents were strict.
No,
I guess
no,
no, no.
Actually, it's not that bad.
Too.
Lock them in a safe.
So, I haven't had my phone since I was 14.
Extreme.
I haven't had my phone, since I was 13.
And especially because you're 17, that's just... I feel like he's being way too strict on you for your age.
No. It's just who my dad is. See, that's weird because I'm like... My dad's... Strict, yeah, but he's just a little strict. Like, that's who my dad is, and I've grown up around in my whole life. But then everybody I tell about, they're like, dude, your dad is so strict. Like, he is not letting you have a phone until you're 18. He's locking your phone in a safe. Like, what the heck? Also,
can't shut your door.
You know, I've also done some very stupid stuff, okay?
Been
on sites I shouldn't have been, like... Nothing too bad, but, like, my dad doesn't want me on them sites, and so...
Remember, I didn't get my phone until, I think, sophomore year of high school. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't get my phone until I was
I got my first phone when I was in second grade.
I got my first phone when I was a freshman, I think. I don't know, is it, like, eighth grade or freshman?
I got my first electronic... Third grade. I got my first electronic device when I was,
You know what? I had an iPhone when I was in, like, third grade.
See? And see, that's the thing, like, our generation grew
all
up...
All I would do is play Roblox, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Roblox, I would play that.
I would always play it with
Minecraft.
My cousin and like, my brother.
Roblox is? Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't play it, but, like, that's crazy.
No, Roblox is.
It's fine, because I didn't know who Nicki Minaj was until, like, a month ago.
What?
Oh, that's fine. There's some artists that, like, I didn't know when my little sister was talking about it. Like, there's this artist, apparently, like, Ice Spice or something. I don't know who the heck she is.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, like,
it's fine. I didn't know who Harry Styles was until, like, a year ago.
Yeah, that's when you know that your parents are too strict.
No, it's not that. It's just, that's not my genre of music. I listen to, like, 90s alternative rock, I listen to country, and I listen to punk rock.
Oh, so you, like, only have, like, a specific... category that you listen to. You don't really listen to anything else.
I mean, do you guys know who Weezer is?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Do you know who the W's are?
No.
Green Day?
Yes.
I know who Green Day is, but
Sublime.
I haven't listened.
I know Sublime, but
do you guys know who MXPX is? Oh, you guys might not. That's a Christian rock band.
No.
See, like, that's the kind of stuff I listen to.
That's the stuff my sister would listen to, Christian rock bands.
Yeah. But I also listen to, like, Smashing Pumpkins, Pearl Jam, Screaming Trees, Nine Inch Nails, Matchbox 20.
All right, well, I think we should wrap up this episode because it's 20 minutes long.
Is it going to save to your phone?
It should. But that is our episode 9 for this week. Stay tuned for the last episode of this podcast.
And if you made it to the end of this episode, Mr. Finkbeiner, congratulations. Because this is a long one.
Sorry about it. Have a nice one. See you later.